On the line with me, I have Robin Catalano, who is an artist and art therapist. Robin, thank you for speaking with us here at Radio 2RDJ.
Oh, my pleasure.
So before we get into your art, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a person who has reinvented themselves. I used to work in an office in a mining exploration company, and in my mid-50s reinvented myself after a trip overseas, and I'm now an art therapist, specialising mainly in aged care and dementia care. That art therapy has also transformed my life into being, I don't know, can I call myself an artist yet? My family say yes or no, depending what they think. But I now do art for my own benefit, for my own therapy, and now have a few exhibitions around, which is just wonderful.
Yes, I think if you've had an exhibition, you can call yourself an artist.
Okay, yep. I'll do that. I'm now an artist.
You're an artist. You've been on community radio and been called an artist, so you're an artist.
I must be an artist.
Now, you're speaking of exhibitions, you've got something on at the Concord Library at the moment called Whimsical Weavings and More. And one of the interesting things I saw about this is that you use a lot of found materials. So how does that work and what kind of things inspire you?
Well, the things, they're found and donated. It's interesting. People bring things to me. My sister gave me a whole bag of shoelaces.
Okay.
And, you know, I've had them for years. And then one day I went, I know, I'm going to weave these it's called All Laced Up. It looks like a vase. It's very organic looking. You will find it at Concord Library exhibition.
Cool.
Another person brought me a huge metal ring, like a hula hoop, which I believe was part of a dog bed. And okay. She said, can you do something with this? Sure. And just a matter of looking at the fabrics I have, the materials I have, and creating something. And I'll spend maybe hours, days, months, depends on the size of the thing. I use garden material. So I have vines that grow in my garden that I create into mini tornadoes that you'll also see at that Concord exhibition. Wow. And join them with beautiful bits of wooden burls. I don't know if you know what a burl is, but it's just sort of this random lump of wood that's come off the side of a tree.
Yes.
And so I use whatever is around. I don't look for things.
Okay.
If I have boxes or handfuls of things, I would just try and see what they form themselves into. And before you know it, I've either got a painting or a wall hanging or a little vase type thing.
So objects kind of come into your life for a reason.
I think, yes.
Okay.
To be repurposed, to be made into a beautiful item that somebody else can relate to. And I believe that the library have had feedback from kids and teachers who bring kids through, and they're going, oh, you know, can I do that with pieces of wood? What can I make with what I already have? And that's, to me, one of the most important things. Look at what you've got and then allow it to sort of turn into something that may work, may not, doesn't matter.
We do live in a throwaway society, though, don't we?
Absolutely. So you'll find that most of my stuff, also I am very keen on supporting the Sewing Basket West Ryde, which is a charitable organisation. People donate their haberdashery, their fabrics, their all sorts of things, anything to do with making and creating clothes and jumpers and things. And I buy a lot of their wool, and sometimes I will turn that into some of my weavings, and other times I will knit it up into wraps with love.
So in your exhibition, you have painted, you've mentioned several different media types of media there. So you have woolen things, you have painting, do you do sculptures as well?
Woven things. Well, do you know, in a way, I guess some of these are sort of sculptures. So most of them are three-dimensional art. So I have some beautiful little bird's nests that are woven out of material from my garden and have found feathers, etc. I've had people give me earrings that they no longer wanted that have found themselves part of a creation. It's just this ongoing process that whatever comes through my door or I find, in fact, a friend found this rather large, I'm showing you with my hands, a metal, what must have been a lamp, but that was woven into a structure is into a creation as well. So, you know, it's found items that people put out on their verge. It's found items that people bring to me. It's lovely.
Wow. You also, you say you work as an art therapist with the elderly. How rewarding is that?
It is the most rewarding thing. Second most, yeah. Well, no, I've got a couple there that are really rewarding, but unbelievably rewarding.
Mm.
These people are ready when I turn up. You know, their smiles just show me they love to see what are we doing today? And it's not only about art, because some people, particularly in their 80s and 90s, can be quite scared of a blank piece of paper and ruining it, which is for, I'm in my 60s, so these people are a generation or more older than me, but they have been through the Depression, have been through tough times, and ruining a piece of white paper, which to me was incomprehensible, they were concerned about. And we listen to music, we recite poetry, we just enjoy this connecting together in a group, because in aged care places, sometimes they can be a little bit isolated.
Yes, especially during COVID.
Absolutely, even more so. So when they finally let me back in the door, there was this big sign, "Welcome back, Robin."
Oh.
And these dear, beautiful people in their 80s and 90s clapping as they came in the door.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. This is a job, you know. This is actually my joy. So I'm so lucky to be able to do this work.
I was talking before we started this interview that my mother was in aged care and went through something like this in Melbourne before she passed away, and produced this beautiful painting, and none of my siblings or I knew that my mother even had that ability. But the same sort of thing. She'd always said, oh, no, I'm not very good at that, and so had never tried it.
And perhaps, you know, these people that I speak to, they, you know, they go, oh, no, I'm not an artist. But at the end of 2 hours, they go, wow. Oh, so did you surprise yourself? And they go, yes. Can I take that to show my family? Sure. You know, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you give them some technical guidance with that, or do you give them a blank canvas and just give them the confidence to go for it?
Blank canvases are something that scares the pants off them.
Yep.
So I will bring a topic. So this week, next week, we're doing Anzac Day, which is something we can all relate to. And painting poppies has just been gorgeous. I get those who are able to cut them out. So I'm trying to get them to use as many skills as they have. I will always bring poetry and music that we can listen to or sing along to. And just sit around a table. A cup of tea will come at some time. And we can explore what we can do. Try not to compare. Don't look at the person next to you.
Yes.
Just enjoy what you're doing here and now. And then the group artworks, which I find they get the most joy out of, because if they're not as good as somebody else, they're comparing themselves. But if we join it all together, so a whole field of poppies, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
And they're really proud of themselves. And that's just beautiful.
Wow. And how does that, with especially with dementia patients too, do you find that there's that brings them out a little bit more?
It can, and that's the dementia dimension is another reason why I can't necessarily give instructions, because there are some who even now, you know, have got to a stage where they're not sure how to get their fingers to close around a pen or a brush. So it's a matter of showing, and if anything comes out, if colours come out, you know, that is the joy. And it's something new that they're doing, that they're expressing themselves. The people who cognitively are better off will always tell me what they like and don't like. Could we do watercolours today? Can you bring us outlines?
Yes.
Sure. You know, have you got a topic we'd like to explore? And each week they go, what are we doing, Robin? You know, and that's
exciting. Exciting for everyone, I guess. Exciting for them, but also exciting for you.
Absolutely. And also, do you know, people living in aged care places, they don't want to stop learning. So I will always bring in stuff and test them, you know, try. Do you know these words? Heard them reciting their times tables to me the other day, because I said mine weren't very good. And off they went, and I couldn't fault them. That was fabulous. And they want to learn things, you know, and because we should be learning something, not just sitting. not just watching TV.
Yeah.
You know, we should be learning still till the day we die. But they have said to me, no, we don't want to do tricky learning, Robin. We don't want to do tricky painting. We just want to enjoy this time with you. One of the ladies gave me the most beautiful compliment. She said, Robin, you seep into our week. And I said, what does that mean, Margaret? She said, well, we look forward to you coming. We know when you're coming. You're always on time. You always bring something new that we've got no idea about. We enjoy the time with you. We discuss it over lunch. Now it's hanging up on the walls in the dining room so that everybody can see it. And it's an ongoing discussion till you come back next Monday.
You think
into our week. And I went, you know, that's
beautiful.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. And that was, you know, one of the things, my mother's biggest bugbear with being in an aged care facility, especially during lockdown in Melbourne, she said, I'm bored, you know, and people couldn't come in for quite a while down there too. So, but, you know, when they did, everybody just got this external stimulation. And, you know, she said there was a real buzz around the place and people were different.
And look, staff are amazing in these places. I have not been to one that has, you know, I have found any difficulty with. But during COVID, I think it was very difficult for the staff, you know, and particularly with dementia residents, because they don't necessarily understand what's happening.
Mm.
And they just think their friends, their family aren't visiting them anymore. And the staff have worked like Trojans to be everything to these people. And, you know, I think a lot of them are quite exhausted, but it is, as I said, to just be back in there again and to be opening those doors and to be playing. We play art, we play connecting, we play communication. It's just delightful.
That is wonderful. So Whimsical Weavings and More is on at Concord Library now. It was on at Five Dock Library, but you've moved.
That's correct. So for the month of April at the Concord Library.
Okay, or until the 3rd of May is what I've got on my information sheet here,
sorry.
Is that right?
Yes, I've got my months mixed up, yes.
That's good. I'm just checking we've got the right information to give to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's definitely the month of April, but it will end just at the beginning of May. Yep.
Okay, good. So on at Concord Library, and if people want more information about that, they can actually go to Canada Bay Council's website to their events page, so canadabay.nsw.gov.au. Have you been around the exhibition much? So do you, as the artist, do you kind of sit and watch people looking at your stuff? Or
I was there last week. No. I'm not good at the marketing, at the self-promotion. If people love to look at my work, that is just wonderful. If it gives them ideas and inspirations, that's good too.
Okay, good. Well, that is on now at Concord Library. Robin, thank you so much for speaking with us here.
Lovely. Loved it to speak to you, Neil. Thanks very much.